Touchstone Theater reinterprets Homer's The Odyssey with a new play, Ulysses Dreams, which will be performed April 13th through the 21st. It features original music and poetic text by Touchstone's artistic director, J.P. Jordan, and ensemble associate, Christopher Shore. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The story of Ulysses Dreams is performed in the form of a song cycle that explores the story of Ulysses, from early childhood to the Trojan War to his long and perilous journey over the ocean, and finally home to his loving wife Penelope. Along the way, he's beset by gods and monsters, nymphs and natural disasters. In Ulysses Dreams, the focus is on Ulysses' personal journey, his growth as a hero, and his relationship with various women in his life. Following the success of Touchstone's spring production last year, Ulysses Dreams will be again performed outdoors behind Touchstone Theater on the Bethlehem Greenway's new amphitheater. After the experience of a resting place, J.P. Jordan says, we knew we wanted to be outside again with our next big project. Performing outside is like speaking to the heavens. Artistic director J.P. Jordan.
The creative team of this piece was truly inspired by what we saw during the resting place outside. I think it's what the community most likes to see Touchstone doing. It's not to say they don't like the Pan Show or Christmas City Follies. Of course they love Christmas City Follies and coming to the theater to see that. But there's something about these big, epic outdoor things. But not just outdoor, but site-specific works, starting with Steelbound, down on the steel site. Moving on from there, Don Quixote of Bethlehem, a two-mile theatricade, a resting place following up on Quixote, seeing the way the audience interacted with that, the massive turnout we got for a resting place, it's great, and the feedback we get from the audience is, let's have more. Those, like Don Quixote, Steelbound, and a resting place are really grant-driven projects that come to life over about a two-year period. We knew we weren't ready to go back in and do another resting place, but we wanted to do something again outside, but it needed to be light. Bill had been in contact with Gus Ripa of Lehigh University's theater department, and about a year and a half ago, they started powwowing about a possible adaptation of The Odyssey. Emma Chong at Touchstone got behind the idea, so Lisa and I were sort of dragged kicking and screaming back into the Greek world. I've known more about the Greek mythology since working on Pan and meeting Christopher's projects, Clytemnestra's Daughters, and now The Odyssey. Gus Ripa has sticked with the project as well from those initial talks, and he's in the studio with us on a daily basis almost, working as a consultant on the project, which is really great. We knew we wanted to be outside. We knew we didn't have the budget to pull off a resting place or a Don Quixote, that this largely had to be driven by the ensemble and be a smaller work. And so we're using the venue that the city had built out there, what they were at one point in time calling an amphitheater. So we're going to be out there, and it's going to be a Touchstone show outside, bringing what we can with a simplicity that Touchstone is sort of known for, causing spectacle out of simplicity.
And you're right, there is something special about being outside.
Ensemble associate Christopher Shore.
There are so many logistical challenges to doing a project outside that it has to have the reward somewhere.
Just what kind of challenges?
Everything from potential weather problems, you know, what happens if it rains, to the sound issues, amplification. In this project, just this morning, we were outside dealing with wind issues. We have some large-scale prop pieces, and we're figuring out, like, okay, how do we play with the wind? How do we use the wind to our advantage and not fight against it? And that stuff really changes the workings of a show.
Imagine if it changed the acting substantially, too. The idea that you really need to project. You're not just playing it to the back row. You're playing it to across the street to make sure everybody can be a part of it, too, because they have distractions around them where you don't have that in a nice proscenium stage or a darkened hall.
The majority of the acting is physical movement. What we have is we've created a song cycle of seven songs, each of them about 7 to 8 minutes long. We built them around different female energies that were part of Ulysses' life. What we see is borderline modern dance at points. It's mime. It's movement theater. These movement sections go on in front of the score, which we have a live band playing, and then interjected in between each one of these, there's a piece of writing that Bill, playing the character of Ulysses, talks about each one of these female energies. So the only speaking role in the entire thing is Bill George playing Ulysses. And as you said, the idea of getting to the back row, Bill's never had a problem of getting to the back row with or without a microphone.
Even though it's another Jordan and Shore collaboration in terms of the writing, it's been a very different sort of approach for us. And I think appropriate for us to sort of shift gears gears in our approach, since we're definitely shifting gears in terms of mood. There's no slapstick in this.
Touchstone Ensemble Associate Christopher Shore. I also spoke with Touchstone Theater's Artistic Director J.P. Jordan. Ulysses Dreams plays April 13th through the 21st, Saturdays and Sundays at noon and at 4 p.m. on the Bethlehem Greenway behind Touchstone Theater. On Sundays at noon, Touchstone Theater offers Pay What You Will, where patrons purchasing tickets at the door may name their own price. For ticket information or for more information about this project, Touchstone Theater's number is 610-867-1689, and they're also on the web at touchstone.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.